When was the last time you sent snail mail?
In terms of writing a card, writing a letter to your crush, that tradition is kind of dying.
I have never really mailed anything.
I think snails are definitely dying on a regular basis because all of you are stepping on them. Snail mail, on the other hand, is it dying? Yeah, I can't imagine an extremely necessary use of snail mail at the moment.
Whenever I deposit something in the mailbox, I wonder actually how many letters are there. If I were to give like a guesstimate, it would be maybe 5,000 in a day, like nationwide.
Maybe about 6,000, no?
Actually, our postal service processes up to 3 million mail items a day.
Wow, 3 million, that's crazy.
You think you know about our postal service, but you have no idea. Let's start our mail journey here, when we drop a letter into one of these posting boxes. And here comes the postman to pick it up. But what is that?
This is a cyber key. I have 15 posting box to be done within 4 hours. After that, the key is not working anymore.
Wow, I didn't realize mail had such tight security. You'd better hurry then. By 9 p.m., all the mail collected in Singapore makes its way here, SingPost Center. At this mail processing facility, work goes on overnight to sort through all the letters and the packages.
Majority of the mail are still ordinary letters, but the e-commerce item, we see increase of the volume in recent years.
So, with our online shopping haul in the mix, what exactly is considered mail these days?
Technically, anything can be mailed, right?
Let's find out in a game we call Mail or Whoa. Not Mail.
Whoa! Not mail. You have to stick to a certain dimension on.
I think this is mail.
Yes, it's a mail. The size of mail items is up to letterbox size, which is 324 times 229 times 65
mm. This one not mail. This one looks like my Shopee buy.
No. Anything above 2 kg will consider parcel item. You need to go for courier service.
What's this? Yeah, so this is obviously not mail.
I mean, if you're telling me this is mail, I don't know what to say.
It's too long for the posting box. But Singapore Post is a member of the Universal Postal Union. And there are certain items that are within the UPO regulated size but might bigger than the letterbox size. So SingPost still need to fulfill the service and deliver via doorstep.
Banana? Oh my god, this is taking things to a whole new level. You mean like people actually put the banana in the mailbox?
That's funny. I mean, imagine that person who went like, can I get a stamp for this, please? Can you give me the stamp with the fruits on it?
We do receive bananas, fresh fruits or vegetables. Underwear without proper packaging. They just paste a stamp on it. If customer paid sufficient postage and is within the mail size, we'll still fulfill the delivery. But not recommended for customer to post all this without proper packaging.
Now that we sorted that out, let's return to our mail sorting machine.
Segregate letter size and packages.
Once in the system, all mail, whether letters or packages, will have their addresses scanned.
The system will try to decipher the address, look for the 6D postal code, and sort the mail for the postman to deliver it next day.
But if a smart machine can't figure out your bad writing, then it needs to be looked at by a pair of human eyes.
Handwritten, normally the numbers like not clear. Sometimes the packet crumpled or they use the marker same as the background. So when they scan the image, we couldn't read the numbers.
So how many of these addresses do you have to read a day?
We can receive up to 2,000-3,000 for one shift.
Whoa, That's a lot of bad handwriting. How are you so sure to get them right?
Normally, our team leader would audit our work and check for accuracy and also the speed. Every day when we come to work, they will put the results on the board.
So, would you say you're pretty good at reading bad handwriting?
I can say not bad lah.
Shall we put your skills to the test?
Yeah, okay.
We've asked our celebrities to write these random addresses in their worst possible handwriting.
If someone can read this right, I'll be shocked lah. Because literally, I put the numbers like overlapped.
189646 61 Jurong West Central 3. The postal code is 648330. Senja Road. This one is 67. Full one cannot. 3211 Panjang. Postal code 680328. Okay, next one. 21. I'm not so sure. The postal code will be 328462.
Well, you stumbled on a couple of road names there, but you got most of the digits right. I'd say you delivered. So, what happens to the addresses you can't read?
If we do not know, then we just reject. The rejected mail will be sent into a room downstairs.
It's sort of a room of last resort.
We do receive some funny letters. If let's say if the letter cannot be mailed out, all these loose items will come here. We receive roughly around 2,000 to 3,000 per day. We do the state checking to confirm that really this letter will be either to the sender or we will keep here for any inquiries.
So, to recap, mail is first sorted by machines. Those with illegible addresses are sent to human coders. And if this crack team can't make out where you want your mail to go, it's sent to the returned mail team.
Some of the letters, they have a name, but there's no address and no postage stamp, so we can't deliver out. For ordinary mail, we will keep for 3 months, and registered mail, we will keep for 6 months.
And for those who skimp on stamps, meet...
Madam Mastura. Her job is to see all the letters which are underpaid or no postage.
She'll bill the sender for the difference, plus a $1 handling fee.
I have to weigh the item, then write the exact weight and charge accordingly.
So, can you guess the weight just by holding it?
360. 361. Okay. 580. Oh, 578.
Impressive. No one can shortchange you at the wet market.
You do receive some funny letters. Letters to God, letters to the government. Come to December, we will send all the letters to Santa Claus, to Finland there.
Turns out Santa has a few official residences, including one at 96930 Arctic Circle, Finland.
Some are lucky one, the Santa Claus will reply to them. But unfortunately, for this letter, the address is incomplete, so we can't send to the recipient. Okay, this is considered all the loose items. I think the packet was not sealed properly. This thing we will keep for 6 months, then after you will dispose.
Even precious documents and valuables get lost in the mail.
Wallet, passport, IC, we will return back to the department. Let's say for this license, we send back to traffic police. You see? For IC, we will send back to ICA. We have 100 to 200 inquiries per day. We got loose items, drop items, lost cash.
Speaking of cash, I've always wondered, who moves our money? So, let's go on a little side quest, leaving our postal service for now to look at a different sort of delivery. In this 120,000 square foot facility, up to $1 billion in cash can be processed each day. We can't tell you exactly where it is for obvious reasons.
My name is Boeing. There's high chance that the money used every day could have been processed by me. Security here is definitely very tight because we are handling cash. So when we come to work, we have to put on our jumpsuit. The jumpsuit, there's no pockets, so you cannot put anything on it. When you come out from the facility, you have to go through the stringent procedures and checks.
Handling this much cash must make you feel like a billionaire.
It is very stressful because this money doesn't belong to us.
Well, it's still more money than I'll ever see. So, who owns all this moolah?
We count major financial institutions, retail F&B chain stores as our customer base. So cash usually comes from these.
You see, Certis is like a cash manager that helps businesses collect, deposit, and draw the cash they need for operations. And this building is where all that dough comes to be counted, checked for damage, and sent back out into circulation.
Our high-speed cash processing machines can help us to process up to 1,800 pieces of notes per minute, and it can also sieve out unfit notes so that we can put it out of circulation.
Unfit notes, like when the Sing dollar is weak?
According to MAS guidelines, there are three types of unfit notes or coins. The first type being mutilation, which are those notes or coins that are defaced. The second type will be those that are soiled or dirty. And the last one will be those that have their security features less discernible over time. These notes and coins will be withdrawn out of circulation and they will be replenished with new or recycled notes or coins.
Some of the money that gets processed here is used to fill the ATMs around the island.
Usually the cash that we use for ATMs are stored in cartridges. Over the years, we have actually transformed from a cash transporter to now a secure logistics partner, covering other aspects of valuables for our customers.
Like what kind of valuables? Jewelry? Expensive wine?
One of the examples is the transportation of human breast milk between hospitals.
Oh, so the armored vans we see on the road might be carrying breast milk instead of cash?
Possibly. So you never know what you're getting until you open the van.
Schrodinger's cash. Nice.
Hi, my name is Alif. I'm an auxiliary police officer with Certis. My job is to ensure the security of the ATM replenishment at our client premises, as well as to collect and deliver cash and valuables.
Driving a truckload of cash around sounds like a scary proposition, even in Singapore.
There will be at least two of us. We learn to deal with terrorism threat, the use of force to defend ourselves. We also specially train in escorting the cash and valuables, including the defensive driving. This is how I got my badge. Other than my training, there are many different security features and technology in the vehicles.
Back at our secret Certis location, someone's keeping an eye on Alif and his precious cargo.
Hi, my name is Vira. I'm Deputy Head of Security Transport Unit. So over here, we monitor our team's vehicular movements and have live CCTV footages feeding back to our command center. In the event of any security situation, we can also remotely control our vehicle from our command center.
That includes immobilizing it, making hijacking kind of pointless. So how many vehicles do you have on the road at a time?
We have close to 60 vehicles at any one time.
That's a lot of cash. Or breast milk.
Yeah.
Speaking of close monitoring, back at a postal center, someone is looking out for illicit things hidden in mail. Back at SingPo Center, mail has been sorted and sent to six regional centers where postmen go to pick up their loads for the day. Out of SingPost's 1,000 or so postmen, one has a very special route. He will cross land and sea to make sure he delivers.
You can just monitor, I must say.
Rain or shine, three times a week, Sharudin makes the trip to Pulau Ubin, which isn't that far by speedboat.
No, no speedboat for me. We just take a normal boat for everybody. I must meet 12 people, then I can go. If it's school holiday, I think a few minutes I can go. No school holiday, sometimes can be 1 hour. No down, sometimes 6 hours to come back.
Well, good thing we're here to make up the numbers. With the boat filled, off we go.
For me, after 22 years, work as a postman, very long really. I go to Ubin around 3 years. Whenever I come here, I take the stick behind the taxi stand. The stick is to protect me from monkey and wild boar.
Do you have extra ones for the crew?
I don't know, I'm just sorry.
We'd better stick close to you then. How much mail do we have to deliver today?
I think around 14 houses.
Sounds easy.
Sometimes very difficult, sometimes there is number, but no houses. Got one person, got 2-3 address, but most of them all address. House is demolished. And park is in charge of this island. So if I got any problem to find the houses, the number, I will ask one of the officers here. They will give me a map.
How many houses are there anyway?
80 over houses, but the number is not running.
Okay, maybe not so easy.
The letterbox, sometimes the biscuit tin, sometimes you just basket, sometimes give by hand. Okay, madam, this one for you, thank you.
Hey, wouldn't a bike speed things up a little? There are plenty of rental shops around.
Cycling, I cannot bring my stick. So I've been attacked by a monkey, I cannot defend myself.
Right, I forgot about the monkeys. Have they ever attacked you?
Never, but threatened me ever before. Around 10 monkeys.
Okay, so no monkey business then. Hang on, is that a boar? Sharudin, help! Phew, thanks. I'm sold on the stick. Never walking anywhere without one again.
Come here in the morning, very good fresh air. Nobody going to disturb you. Just take your mail, and you go and deliver, talk to some friendly resident. You feel happy, go back.
Okay, now that we've traveled overseas to deliver mail, let's talk about overseas mail.
So I heard that there's a myth, okay, I've not done this before because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I know that if people want to, like, sneak in contraband items, they would mail it to themselves.
Okay, before any of you try that, let me introduce you to this man.
Hi, I am CI1 Muhammad Zuraidi. My duty is to perform X-ray screening on inbound articles coming to Singapore via Singapore Post.
The Immigration and Checkpoints Authority has a station within the SingPost Centre, where
we look out for security-related items, controlled and prohibited items, narcotics, as well as explosives.
How do you know what is what?
Orange are basically organic items. For green, this could be like plastics. And then for blue, it's actually metallic things. Example, these are deodorants. Okay? So you will notice that the colours are of this kind. So if let's say one day you were to come across of a different colour, then you can be suspicious. So if the image is deemed to be suspicious, we have to take a closer look and conduct a physical examination. We need the SingPost staff to open up the packages.
By law, only postal employees have the authority to open mail items. I always knew they were powerful.
The common contrabands that we come across are weapons like the knuckle duster, knife, swords, tobacco products, and narcotics such as cannabis. One of the common methods that they try to conceal is by concealing in excessive clothing or food packaging. Another detection that we encountered was actually a parcel that was declared as toy, and it turned out to be a live tarantula.
And as luck would have it, in the middle of our shoot, Zuraidi's spidey senses start tingling.
based on the X-ray image, right, I just need to take a look on this parcel lah. They declare as off-rational. Okay, there's this tobacco smell lah. And then the packaging also, it indicates like fiber supplement, sugar free, something like that. But I think it is not lah. So you can see lah, these are actually chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco is prohibited in Singapore. So this will be referred to the controlling agency, which is HSA, for their follow-up.
That's what you get when you try to smoke these professionals. As for the mail that passes Zuraidi's checks, some get sent here. What could be in this room?
Hi.
Whoa, what are you doing in there?
Oh, this is my mail delivery room. Actually, there's a lot of SingPost room under the HDB. That's where our drivers place our mails.
You see, Madam Shanti is one of 300 or so neighborhood postmen, made up primarily of housewives and retirees, which means she doesn't have to go to a regional base to collect her mail.
Morning, you can do your housework, you can take care of the children. Once they go to school, you can come to work. By 11:30, everything will be there in the storeroom. I'm covering 17 blocks, about 2,100 units. I can do the work quite fast, because I know the numbers very well.
That doesn't look like it will fit.
This one we need to go upstairs. If the item doesn't fit in the letterbox, I will go up to the unit number and deliver them. Hi, Noriza.
Hi.
Got a parcel today.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. I know most of the people. They are like family members already.
Hi.
Hi, Auntie. How are you?
Hello, Uncle. Ada baik, Neri? Sudah makan?
I have two rental uncles who they are staying alone in their house. Most of them, they can't read English at all. Normally, every day, they will sit down under the block. After I finish my delivery, they go and take their mail. She says, Shanti, can you help me to read? Bala, this is water bill, Bala. Sometimes they really need help, I will go and help them.
And so, the next time you send out a letter, now you know what it takes for it to be delivered. Just make sure you write legibly.